It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Monday, 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. It's time for your Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Marcus Young, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number one, Hugh Freeze has reportedly agreed to a contract to become the Auburn Tigers' new head football coach.
He's back. Freeze saves. At least Auburn fans hope he does.
I think you're forgetting how bad we disliked him before we were able to clown him and make fun of him.
I mean, we'll be able to make fun of him still, right?
Yeah,
if
I mean,
he beats us. Well, we don't play him next year, so that's good.
We wanted him, man. I wanted him. He was on my list. Like, I wanted him to be the head coach here. So, like, I clown him by also acknowledging that he's a pretty good coach. Part of the reason people clown him is because he did such a good job at Ole Miss. I mean, he's obviously got some baggage. There's a reason that Auburn was able to look past all that and say, yeah, we're hiring him anyway.
Suppose so.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Hugh Freeze is like the coach behind the glass, only break in case of emergency. Well, guess what? Auburn has an emergency right now. They're in desperate need of a winner. They cannot afford to hire another Brian Harsin, so they broke the glass. They're going to take the slings and arrows for a little while, but like our boy Josh Pate on Twitter said earlier today, the line of people waiting to criticize Hugh Freeze will dissipate the second he goes 10-2, which I guess will probably not take very long down there.
At number two, got some World Cup scores from today as
scores of interest.
Portugal defeats Uruguay 2-0. Cameroon and Serbia tie 3-3.
Yeah.
South Korea loses to Ghana 3-2, and Brazil defeats Switzerland 1-0.
Let's go Ghana.
We will be also focusing on tomorrow's game as the United States will take on Iran, and it's a 2 p.m. game.
A game fraught with geopolitical controversy. Iran is now calling for the United States to be kicked out of the World Cup. And if it were any other organization running it, I would laugh it off. FIFA might actually do it. I don't think they'll do it. But have you kept up with this, what's happening with the flags and everything?
Yeah, we're flying something about it's the original Iranian flag.
So they tweeted out the captions or whatever, the graphics of like our flag, their flag, and the game time tomorrow. And apparently whoever runs the United States soccer Twitter account had taken off some symbols on the Iranian flag, which basically is like their version of under God or whatever. And the Iranians are just totally, totally pissed about this.
The regime is, and it's because they took off the stuff that were added to the national flag after, you know, the violent takeover by the fundamentalist Islamic regime that runs it now.
They're really pissed off about it. They had a press conference today where they're asking Berhalter and Tyler Adams all these questions about it, and they're like, yeah, we're just trying to play a soccer game. People are crazy, man. We better win that game tomorrow.
Yeah.
We better win that game tomorrow. We might not. It's not going to be easy.
Well, we'll be here watching it.
Yes, we will.
At number three, Deion Sanders confirms that he has been offered the head coaching job at Colorado. Sanders said Monday that a report saying Colorado offered him his head coaching job is true, and he has also received interest from other schools. You think Prime is going to hop to a bigger school?
You know how I feel about fit. I'm not a big fit guy. That doesn't seem like a good fit from the standpoint. Like, I don't know if he wins there, man. Like, what's his?
You know where I think would be a good spot for him? Cincinnati.
South Florida's open.
Yeah, but Cincinnati's already got, you know, basically the same thing you said about, you know, is that the one spot you were talking about for Golish?
Yeah.
Same deal. I mean, they've got a solid recruiting class lined up. Now, I imagine Fickell probably want to take a bunch of those kids to Wisconsin with him because they're all 4 stars and 1 5-star. But
I don't know, man. Deion just seems like a big gamble to me.
He's got to go somewhere he can build, like without the expectations of doing well. And with Cincinnati, there would be a lot.
He just needs to stay where he's at then for a while.
Georgia Tech's an option. Colorado wouldn't be like
Georgia Tech would be a disaster for Deion.
Like Colorado Sanders. Would not be like a winner for him, but at least he wouldn't have the expectations that you would if you go to Cincinnati right now.
I don't know, with USC and UCLA getting ready to leave they're in the Pac-12, right? Colorado?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be wide open once USC and UCLA leave. There's going to be some room.
Maybe he could go to could you imagine Prime at Stanford? That'd be something.
Oh, man.
At number 4, Monday Night Football tonight, 8:15 on ESPN, as the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at Lucas Oil. Should be interesting seeing two bad teams. Once again, another primetime game where terrible teams are going at it. Surprised the Broncos aren't here.
I can't flex that and figure a different game to get into that time slot.
Probably because with Jeff Saturday, they want to be able to talk about him. And
are the Mannings on tonight?
I don't know. Yeah. I've been watching them as much this year.
That'd be fun to get their take on the Jeff Saturday situation.
Did you hear the – I don't know if I want to go full into it, but did you hear Roethlisberger talking about Jeff Saturday?
No.
During
the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, during the Pro Bowl game.
No, you can't really get that far into that. We're on terrestrial.
I'll be careful about it. Pretty much he was talking about when you go under center, kind of where you keep your hand.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about how he'd always keep his kind of off to the side.
Yeah.
Right? Apparently, Jeff Saturday pretty much told him, just get in there. And he was like, you know what, Peyton, you can hop in. I'm good. I think I'll take this drive off.
I mean, they're wearing pants, right?
Yeah, but it was...
He did a bear thing where he it's a great story, but... It's right up on the borderline of being in good taste.
I don't know. I never played the position, so I don't know.
It was his directions he gave.
Yeah.
Saturday's directions to Ben Roethlisberger about what spot to aim for.
I can imagine. I think we all know where it's going.
And finally, number 5, a woman delivered a baby girl in a Atlanta McDonald's.
I guess. When baby's coming, huh?
Her labor was intensifying, and her fiancé were driving to the hospital Wednesday morning when they stopped so she could use the restroom at a fast food restaurant. She went to the bathroom, and her water broke immediately.
She apparently, had the baby in the women's room at McDonald's.
Oh, God. That is not a situation that I would be equipped to deal with at all.
You got to name the baby after something on the menu,
well, apparently
right?
They've nicknamed the baby Nugget. Which is not the greatest.
It's better than McRib.
It's not as good as Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah, it was. I can't imagine. Apparently, the manager heard screaming from the bathroom, went to go check on her.
That was nice of them.
She said that she opened.
Oh, we got screaming in the back room, bathroom again. Somebody ought to go check that out.
She said, I opened the door and saw that she was on the toilet lying back. Then I went to tell my crew we were having a baby today.
Wow.
Apparently she was helping try to calm her down, helping her breathe.
Granted, I've never given birth, but I had to think, if that water breaks, I'm just like get me out of here. I'll give birth on the sidewalk. I'm not giving birth in the bathroom at McDonald's.
It must have been a situation where the baby maybe got down in the birth canal and there was just like, you know, there's no stopping it at that point.
I feel like once the water breaks, you're kind of...
No, you get a little bit of time.
I don't know.
OBGYN bear.
No, dad bear. I don't know. I had a little bit of time after my wife at the time's water broke.
I thought he was about to say after my water broke.
That is the top 5 at 5. It is brought to you by the 5 folks at Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Don't put off your dental visits any longer. Have you been to the dentist this year? No? Time's running out. You're probably going to have trouble getting an appointment anywhere at this point in time. Might as well visit our friends over at Knoxville Smiles. You can set up your appointment online at knoxvillesmiles.com. They'd probably get you in there early 2023 and see what's going on with your dental health. They do everything right there, from routine dental cleanings to tooth removal, restorative procedures, fillings, crowns, bridges, veneers. They do the new Invisalign deal there. Implants, they do it all at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Steve Malone, Dr. Michael Costa, Dr. Bree, doing great work over there. It's where I go for my dental work. You should too. Malone and Costa Dentistry at Knoxville Smiles. Online, knoxvillesmiles.com, or just call them at 865-539-1776 and tell them Fan Run sent you. Timothy on Twitter says, Tony V should get Milton to come out and throw some bullpens. He might be the Nuke LaRouche we've been looking for.
We don't want anybody getting hurt. All right, bro. Keep your bright eye. That's a genius idea there, yeah. Let's have Jared Dickey with a completely crushed and pulverized sternum when he takes a Milton rocket right to the chest.
I would love to see how hard he can throw a baseball.
Yeah.
You think he touches 90?
I think he could.
It's such a different – maybe it's not – we should ask Vitello that, what yeah. he thinks.
I'd love to get him on the radar gun just to see.
Yeah. Did you see that image on Twitter of the plate of armor that had like a massive hole in it?
Yes.
Milton throwing to his...
Oh, is that that armor where the guy that has like the cannonball
yeah.
from some soldier took a cannonball to the chest and it blew a big hole in him?
What a yeah. way to go.
Comparing that to Joe Milton and I think you mentioned earlier, Squirrel White, that one throw to his chest.
Oh, man.
He about took him off his damn feet, dude.
You remember in the offseason we were talking about you taking a pitch from
Yeah, if I could catch a Ben Joyce pitch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Could you catch a Milton?
A Milton fastball? A slant? Can I wear full pads? Well, I'll get out there and try.
Yeah, but what are you going to do about your hands?
I guess break a couple of fingers. I don't know.
I mean, you imagine, you know how you know what I'm talking about, when you catch a ball wrong, you stub your finger up, stove it up. I mean, you catch a ball like that, there's a pretty good chance it. You're going to have multiple broken fingers.
David says, Milton, 90? I'd be surprised if not 100 miles per hour.
I do wonder what is like his velocity on, like what kind of speed he got up to with that one, the squirrel. Hell, those ones to the end zone.
David says, we need Dion to coach DBs here in Knoxville. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be leaving his head coaching position at Jackson State to come coach our secondary. You imagine what a circus that would be?
I'd love it, though.
Yeah, it'd be pretty darn comfortable in your own skin to be Tim Banks or any defensive coordinator to hire prime time.
Could you imagine
as your DB's coach?
Eckler and Prime on the sideline, though, together?
No, I don't think that would be good.
A lot of juice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A lot of hot, what's he call it? Spicy something?
A lot of chili. A lot of hot chili.
Hot chili, spicy chili. I tell you what, you know what? Now that the season's over, I didn't want to jinx us, but other than a couple of big returns that got out close to midfield, his damn kick coverage team was pretty damn good all year long. It's one of the strengths of the team.
Just gotta upgrade the actual punting would be nice.
I did see there's a kicker, and it might have been Cincinnati's. No, it's Indiana's kicker went in the portal today. And Austin Price over at VolQuest labeled that as a name to watch.
Huh.
Makes sense. I mean, we're losing Bloodbath McGrath.
Who do we have over there right now?
I think they got a kid from the western part of the state, Carver. I mean, they might not have full confidence in him. It's an important position, man.
Did we get a kicker commit recently?
We got an Aussie punter next year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That may be like mixing fire and gasoline, having an Australian East Tennessee. What if this guy ended up being some kind of legendary punter? Crazy Aussie.
The data analytics company that works closely with the NFL in 2015 clocked Jets quarterback Zach Wilson throwing 69 miles per hour during Jets training camp.
He ain't got nothing on Big Joe.
Pretty nice, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good, but would you do you think he's got a better arm than Joe Milton, or a stronger arm, rather?
I don't know. It's reportedly the fastest any quarterback has been measured to throw by next-gen stats.
Yeah, but all this stuff wasn't around. I mean, I realize this is, you know, I'm not getting up on the porch, but there were some dudes.
John Elway could throw the ball over the Rocky Mountains. Oh, Dan Marino could throw it across the English Channel.
He had touch. Marino did. Elway would knock you down. Elway was like accurate version of Milton.
I remember when slinging Sammy Baugh threw one clear across the Mississippi River, he did. Let's get Travis in here next. Travis, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, long time no talk to. How y'all been?
Oh, it's Travis the Negaval
from Rocket City down there in Huntsville.
I'd have figured we'd have heard from you last week, Travis the Negaval.
Man, living in Alabama, after the Alabama game, I didn't care if they went 1-11. It's
roll down tide.
I feel you, man.
My year has been made down here.
You had a great Thanksgiving. All those Gumps, you run into them all the time out down there at the West Huntsville Walmart. If you have to run in there for something,
shocking. You don't see as much Alabama stuff. No Alabama car flags. No nothing. Been all quiet.
So yeah,
it's been fantastic.
You work down there at Rocket City.
Yes.
What about getting Milton some NIL money out of NASA?
Well, he could definitely launch one. I don't know. I mean, I liked one I heard on the radio the other day was somebody was talking about getting an NIL deal where he throws the ball across the Tennessee River back and forth. But I was going to tell you a quick story real quick. I went up to the game Saturday night with my wife, right? And this guy comes in a full yellow, like, rain suit, like he was off damn Deadliest Catch, and proceeds to take his jacket off and puke in it.
What?
Entire game.
What?
Blowed away. And I have a video of it, and I really want to send it to y'all.
But well, no, hold on.
Like hold, on, hold on. Hold on. He's puking into his jacket repeatedly.
My poor wife, I drag her to the game. We're sitting in the rain and just watching this guy just puke and dry heave for 4 hours. And she looks at me somewhere in the third quarter when the rain really started to come down. Was like, thank you for bringing me to this.
Nobody knows. Real romantic, Travis here. What? I'm sorry to be disgusting here, but explain to them, how do you puke in a jacket? I don't understand. There are holes
and
stuff.
You take it off. You give up on the rain. The rain's no longer a factor. You're just getting soaked. He just takes the jacket off. He's got on like a cotton hoodie under it. Holds the jacket in his lap and just routes in it the whole game. Just all.
Why would you sit there?
Yeah, why would you get up and go?
I should have, but I mean, I was over in Section A.
No, I'm talking about him.
Well, his buddies brought him in, and what was hilarious is the guy's, he's dying, and his buddy's like, man, he needs some water, but boy, that line sure is long, so they just let him lay there and just suffer.
I know that stadium, every stadium has to. Maybe they should have notified stadium medical personnel to.
Are these Tennessee fans, Travis?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, he was an absolute Tennessee fan, and I wasn't going to, you know, call the snitch number on him, but I will say after. There was a point where I looked at his buddy. I was like, "Oh, so y'all had hot dogs before the game?"
Come on, Travis.
I'm serious. I've got video evidence. It's Section A.
You keep that.
Do not send that.
Maybe
to
he's
us.
Just still a little sick from the South Carolina game. It hit him that hard?
Oh, maybe so. But it was the crowd. Tennessee fans showed up. It was a good time. It was probably I usually go up there a lot because it's, you know, an hour and a half, but. Probably the rowdiest Tennessee Vanderbilt game I've been to. So, I don't know. It was a good time, but I just thought I'd call and share that with y'all.
Well, appreciate it, Travis. Great hearing from you.
Absolutely. I'll try to. Yeah, y'all too. I'll call back for a while.
All right. See thanks, man.
I don't know about you guys. I don't think it's calling the snitch line, Russ.
Yeah.
Excuse me. If you're concerned about somebody having possible alcohol poisoning, and if somebody's just sitting there for a couple of hours of steady throwing up, at some point you.
I don't know about you, but I can't imagine barfing anywhere in public and not going home immediately.
Well, not unless you're in what sounds like this guy's case, so intoxicated that you have no, you aren't aware of where you're at or what you're doing. You're in a full-on blackout, man.
Get me out of here.
Just want to give you a quick update. That Australian kicker you were talking about, Jackson Ross, is actually on the roster already.
Yeah. Yeah, he's redshirting this year. David is next. Good afternoon, David. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Yes, sir. This is Dave in Oklahoma. I appreciate you guys taking my call again. Last week, you guys got me through the whole week because that was, you know, it was rough. You guys do a great job. I just want to tell you that again. I used to listen to Sports Radio in Oklahoma, and then I found this was an option. And you guys just do a great job. Everything you do on Twitter towards end game or halftime, that's awesome stuff. I enjoy it. You guys are entertaining. I thought it was great to see how Coach Heupel got the team to respond after last week. And I just graduated like high school the last time we won 10 games in the regular season, so it was a long, long time ago. And then to keep everything in perspective, like we, as far as talent goes, we probably didn't belong in half of the games we were in. Coach Heupel really, really coached these guys up. And that's not to take anything away from the guys on the team. It's just we, as far as stars or whatever you want to call them, we weren't that talented. And this isn't a knock against us or anything like that, but we probably didn't really have any business being 10-2. And I know we were playing great, and we are playing great, except for, you know, two games. But it just kind of puts this season into perspective whenever you look at how well Coach Heupel was able to get these guys up. Instead of making excuses for why we shouldn't be winning some of these games, he was getting these guys to play way over their heads. And I think all the guys, and I was kind of hard on Milton looking like he looked at the beginning of last year, but I'm still trying to be patient with that, hoping he'll come through. But, again, you guys do a great job, and I hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you all later.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the kind words. Yeah, I mean, it's Joe Milton had an audition Saturday night. I don't think he failed. I don't think it's like, oh, my God, panic mode. We got to go find somebody. But I don't think he exactly instilled his coaches or this fan base with a great deal of confidence either. So I said at the top of the show, I think Heupel's got two questions that he's got to seriously consider this week. And I don't have, as a fan, I don't have a great answer to either one of these questions, but this is why he gets paid the big bucks. He's got to decide, first of all, if Joe Milton is his guy. And the answer to that is no, then he's got to go find something else. Can't just say, well, maybe, I hope, like, that's going to make next year not much fun. And then the second question is Tim Banks his guy as defensive coordinator? Because you just went from 99th nationally in total defense to 86th nationally. The improvement, if you could call it that, was negligible, I would say. And in particular, you know, biggest game of the year at Georgia, you didn't really slow them down much. They took the air out of the ball. They very easily could have gotten up into the 40s, maybe 50 on you. And then you gave up 63 to a not very good South Carolina team. So, I mean, you got to answer those two questions and figure out if you can improve at those two very important positions. And if you can, I'd say be bold. Do it. Get better. Don't just stand pat. Hope that things get a little bit better by not doing anything. You know, take action. Be decisive. Improve where you can. Because you are very close to being a championship football program, as we all saw this year. Quick timeout. The drive continues. 865-546-8200 is your number if you want to get on board. We'd love to hear from you. It's Overreaction Monday. As many of your phone calls as we can possibly get to. That is the goal this afternoon. 546-8200. We take a quick break. We're back with more right after this. Back here on the drive, it's Fan Run Radio. We've put the poll in the field this afternoon.
What's the poll?
Is it considered snitching to call stadium security on a guy who is continuously vomiting next to you at a ball game?
You asking me right now?
Well, I mean, you already said yeah or no.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely not. It's not. For multiple reasons. Number one, like you said, you paid good money to get in there and see a sporting event. That's not cool to have to sit next to that. And number two, it is not, and this is not me being Dr. Bear, it's if you've got somebody that's continuously throwing up for 2 hours, they probably, call me crazy, they probably need to be seen by somebody that does know what they're talking about medically. Just doesn't seem like it's very healthy.
44 votes cast at, or this is actually on my Twitter, at Russell Triple underscore Smith. 84.1% of the audience says no.
Certainly not.
15.9% say yes. So that's a hardcore 16% who's like, no, man.
Those are the
guys
that have
guy
done
go. It. You leave that guy alone. He paid good money just like you. If he wants to spend 3.5 hours puking into his raincoat, you let him go.
See, I'm a sympathetic vomiter.
So am I.
So, like, if I'm next to that dude, he starts vomiting, I'm joining in.
It's all okay.
It's all over.
Let's move along here.
Domino
effect. Steve is in Fayetteville. Steve, what
He dropped. Damn it. Yeah, he dropped.
Oh, damn it.
Sorry, Steve. You get back in here.
It's going to be our first time caller from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
All the regurgitation talk probably did not entice Steve or much of anyone to stick around, I would say. So let's move along.
I will admit I was a little worried that it was somebody that might know McClure from Arkansas.
The movie poster for the Cocaine Bear film.
Oh, is it coming
out?
Pablo Escobar?
Yes, the Cocaine Bear movie that is coming out based on a true story of a bear that happened upon a large package of cocaine and consumed it all. The movie poster is out, and it is as absolutely ridiculous as you would possibly imagine.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm going to have to do a quick search of it. I haven't seen it yet. That poor bear.
Or lucky bear, I mean, depending on
How
you come down on cocaine use.
That's not cocaine use. You want to – that just sounds like a hell of a way to go, ingesting so much cocaine that your heart explodes.
I was banging 7-gram rocks.
It's like gives me a little weirdly like – was it Flashdance vibes with the pulling the bucket of water? Like that's – just with cocaine?
He dug into it like a big bale and ate the whole damn thing.
Did you see where that gal died over the weekend?
Yeah. Irene Cara, 63.
Very sad.
Godspeed, queen.
I bet you were big into Fame and Flashdance. I mean, that's like right in your wheelhouse.
It was on the radio.
Young guy growing up. Early days of HBO, I'd imagine they just played Fame and Flashdance all the time.
You know what? I swear to God, I've never watched Flashdance. I, however, have seen Fame and Grease and movies like that more times than I ever wanted to or could count.
Do you know, sorry, it was a little slightly off subject. Tormund is going to be in Cocaine Bear.
No, I didn't know that. Anyway, yeah.
Spectre.
What is the song from Flashdance?
Maniac.
She's a maniac.
Yeah, let's let this go for a minute. I want to hear Marcus Young sing the most downtrodden, laid back, almost narcoleptic version of Maniac from Footloose I've ever heard.
High energy dance song.
I'm not really much of an artist, if you will.
Okay, I'll do. This will be Russell's version of Marcus doing Maniac.
Do you know the words?
No, but that'll make it better. Maniac, maniac, that's for sure. And she's dancing like she's never danced before. Is that pretty good?
It's on the floor is the line.
Oh, on the floor.
Michael Cimbello was the... Yeah, you should sing this, Marcus. Just a steel town girl on a Saturday night looking for the fight of her life.
Maybe if we Could like a karaoke bar, I'll consider it.
Oh, I mean, it is my goal in life to get you to a karaoke bar now.
No doubt.
Give it is what was the fame? Can you how about a little Marcus doing fame? Fame.
I'm going to live forever.
I'm going to learn how to fly.
You know, get some Johnny Cash, maybe something like that, too. What was it?
I hurt myself today.
Sounds depressing.
More, it's funnier when it's happy songs.
Shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
How would Marcus sing Happy by Pharrell? I'm happy.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Wes is up next on the drive. Good afternoon, Wes.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, it's Wes and Franklin. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty good. Yeah. Hey, I don't think Maniac is the song you're looking for Flashdance from Irene Cara. I think she was What a Feeling. I can have it all now. I'm dancing for my life. Yeah, she was a good one.
That's better than the original there.
Do you remember Out Here on My Own from Fame?
Yeah. Hey, boy, I'll tell you what. This afternoon stellar edition of The Drive has got it all. Vomit, Flashdance. What else we talked about? Childbirth, water breaking.
Yep. Cocaine Bear.
Good.
We had a spirited debate on the difference between Greg Schiano and Hugh Freeze.
The differences between child molestation and human trafficking.
Let's talk about the differences between The Drive and Three and Out.
Well, we're here for one.
Yeah, what the hell is up with those guys? They're like Congress. They take off the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They're done till January. What the hell? You know, I get up this morning, obviously a lot happier than I was and ready to face the day than I was the previous Monday morning. Grab a cup of Joe, leash up the dogs, go out, turn on the app, and it's some syndicated stuff. Nate.
Well, Nate was out of town. Houston called in sick. Some people around the station have pointed out.
Seems a little convenient.
That Houston gets sick, has a lot of sick days when Nate's got a planned day off.
He was sick like a week ago. He had the stomach thing.
Yeah.
He got sick again.
He gets sick when Nate leaves town.
Didn't Derek Dooley point out a couple of years ago, nobody gets sick on Monday?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, all right. Well, glad you guys showed up to work anyway.
When was the last time we had a three and out? Like 1982? When are those guys on the air?
I think Flashdance was the top movie in the theater the last time they were here.
Irene Cara was definitely alive. We know that much.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Hey, so look, what do you guys think? I know everybody's a little doom and gloom on Milton's performance the other night. I want to see how he looks in the bowl game, see which receivers he's got in the bowl game. It was pouring down rain. It's his first start in over a year. I think we got a lot to be thankful for and a lot of positivity going into next season. It looks like we're doing really good on the recruiting trail. You look at these, we got all these four stars on, cornerbacks and athletes and defensive line. We got some offensive tackle from Rush out of Alpharetta, Georgia. What's his name? Yusorov? He looks like freaking Ivan Drago we got coming in next year.
Yeah. There's a lot to feel good about. And that's the best and biggest takeaway, I think, from Saturday night is I was worried that we were going to see a continuation of what we saw against South Carolina, that they're going to flounder. And it's like, oh, my God, it was fool's gold. They've figured out the Heupel offense or defense sucks. We peaked. We're back here again. And it was like, no, what happened Saturday sucked, and we'll never get over it. But that was an anomaly, and this team can still play, and the program is still in good hands.
That's exactly the way I feel. Kirk Herbstreit had me scared all week last week with his comments, and quite frankly, the team's performance the week before. And I'll tell you what, I said last week, I said if they just come out, beat Vandy, smack them around, so I can walk into the medical center here not embarrassed today, that all is forgiven. You know, whatever happened in the locker room, all is forgiven. Get us back on track. So I'm happy. So now I guess we got to look forward to a bowl game and look forward to my hometown team coming in, the Page Patriots, to whip a little A on your West High Rebels.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Come and get some
by
then.
By the way.
You want some? Come get some.
Yeah. Not only the alma mater of Jake McManera, Cade McManera's brother, but also the alma mater of former Tennessee kicker Brent Samagla, who's currently residing in the Where Are They Now category.
He's no Everly Brothers or Chuck Ramsey.
That's true. Or James Agee.
Hey.
All right, fellas. Hey, you guys have a good one. Thanks for coming
to work
today.
You know, I've never actually read any of James Agee. He seems like, I don't know, it seems kind of inaccessible, like too artsy-fartsy.
It seems like, you know what it is, man? It's books that people that wanna be hip and...
Yeah.
It's the guy who's downtown, a
Market
Square.
He's got it on his bookshelf, but he's never read it.
No, you got the guy, the total hippie hipster dude, sitting at Market Square Mall drinking a cup of espresso and has that on the table in front of him.
Right there next to his... complete Cormac McCarthy collection.
Yeah. That's a book. AG's something I feel like people read to want other people to think they're like cultured and.
Yeah.
What's that? In other words, starts in erudite.
Sure. Are you erudite?
I didn't. I'm not. Nobody that works at this station is. I didn't realize James Agee was a rebel.
Neither did I, quite frankly.
I think we are on a...
There's a building. There's the James Agee building, I think, was right next to West High School. I think it's where the ROTC stuff is.
Yeah.
We used to
smoke. Yeah, I did use it correctly.
Used to smoke out there before a school
somehow
behind the
came
building.
Through all the
I didn't, but I'm told.
Wes talking about...
Smoking in the boys' room.
Let's talk about Milton there. I think the bowl game, depending on whether we go to the Sugar or Orange Bowl, we're really going to be able to get a better idea.
Well, yeah, we've got Milton. Another game against a top,
well,
a
it's
top
not,
10
it's
team.
Not even just that, but if you go to the Sugar Bowl, you're in a dome. You go to the Orange Bowl, you're in Miami, which I don't know if they can close up their roof, but it's...
They can't.
Weather will be presumably very, very good.
Rains a lot down there.
Especially in January.
Saying, might get a better idea.
It could be a lot warmer, but it could look a lot like it looks Saturday night,
well,
really easily.
I feel like if your goal is to get an evaluation on Milton, it would be better to have that in the dome where the element is just okay. This is just him against a pretty good Kansas State defense. That's not my number one. That's important, but I just want to have a showcase game here.
And I want to play Clemson.
That happens in the Orange Bowl against Clemson. Nothing against Kansas State. They're a good team. Like, they could beat Tennessee with Joe Milton, no doubt about it. But I just feel like that game's at 11 a.m. local time, 12 noon Eastern. The Sugar Bowl is this year. I just feel like the Orange Bowl is a much bigger showcase for this program where it's at right now.
The Orange Bowl. I mean, the only other team I could think of that they could reach the way it works out would be Penn State, and I mean, what's more attractive, Clemson, Penn State, or Clemson, Tennessee? With all the heat, there'd be a lot of eyes on that Tennessee if Tennessee and Clemson play.
It's gonna be a lot of orange in that Orange Bowl.
Oh.
Quick timeout. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. Speaking of high school football, we will select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. Just two more this season. Who could it be? Who could it be now? This is Marcus Young doing Men at Work. Who could it be now?
Thought you were going to do the George Costanza voicemail.
We come from the land down under.
Where the women glow and the men plunder.
865-546-8200. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Wrapping up. Monday afternoon edition of the show. It's time to select our North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. Congratulations to Alcoa, Anderson County, and West, the three, I believe that's it, right?
Yeah, the three East Tennessee.
Three East Tennessee teams left standing. They will play for the Little Gold Ball this week in Chattanooga for Alcoa. Eli Graff had 5 carries for 73 yards, 2 touchdowns, also had an interception, a sack, and 2 passes broken up going both ways for the Tornadoes as they took down Giles County 38-13. Walker Martinez had a big game for Anderson County. He's had a lot of big games this year. They beat Red Bank 29-13 to advance the state championship. Shout out to the Coalfield crew, Eli Roberts, Cole Hines, those guys. Their great season came to an end. Oh, man, they lost a heartbreaker to Clay County, 40-33. Maryville, I saw that they put the fear of God into Oakland there for the first half anyway. Oakland ran away from in the second half, ended up winning that game pretty big. But
AC had they started off kind of slow.
Yeah, the Ledoux kid, very good this year for Maryville, especially after the starters going to Virginia Tech got hurt, Noah Vaughn. And Powell, in a losing effort, hats off to Powell. They made it a lot harder on West than I thought they would, and that was a tremendous high school football game Friday night out there at Powell. It very easily could have gone the Panthers' way. That was a close one. The Potts kid at quarterback, man, he can stripe it, can he?
Which kid are we talking
Jordan
about?
Jordan Potts at Powell?
Oh, yeah, he's a good quarterback.
That's very good. Tennessee Tech got a good one in him.
Yeah, that was a great game, man.
West, Braden Latham did his thing, 145 yards on 31 carries. He's a workhorse. Really good defensive effort by a couple of guys, a couple of big interceptions there in the red zone for West. But this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week is a name I've been hearing in high school football circles for several years now, and I'm glad he could get one of these. Gavin Noe at Anderson County, 29 carries for 135 yards rushing. He also had an interception in the Mavericks' big win over Red Bank, Chattanooga. And I actually saw a picture of this young man. Jesse Smithy tweeted it out.
Yeah.
He's out there picking up trash in the stands after the game in his full uniform.
It's odd.
I mean, it's odd, but it's the sign of a guy who cares a lot, means a lot to, and obviously has a good head on his shoulders. So congratulations to Gavin Noe, this week's North Knox Siding and Windows High School Football Player of the Week. And once again, we appreciate North Knox Siding and Windows for their support of the show and East Tennessee High School Football. If you've got anything on the outside of your home that needs repair or replacement, these are the folks to call. No matter where you're at in Knoxville, East Tennessee, locally owned and operated company that will come anywhere to do anything on the outside of your home, whether it's a roof, siding, windows, a door, handrails, they do it all. Don't settle for less. Call the best. It's North Knox Siding and Windows. You can set up a free estimate with them. Call 865-689-0505. Tell them the drive sent you. 689-0505. They're online at northknoxsidingandwindows.com. Wrapping up here on a Monday, we got overtime headed your way next on many of these fine Fan Run affiliates. Let's talk to Matthew. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well. Thanks.
Hey, I'll tell you what, this weekend I was definitely impressed with the way the defense responded. I know Vanderbilt is terrible, but putting up a blank on anybody is pretty impressive. And I only wish I'd put bets on all my hot takes for this weekend, because I was pretty confident in A&M taking that one, and South Carolina, and then one of two things was going to happen in that Vandy game, and it was either going to be what happened or we were going to lose. So I'm glad it turned out the way it did.
I thought there was a chance that we might be in a dogfight with them, but I didn't. Yeah, I never. I really didn't think we were going to lose. I was a little nervous.
I was worried.
Yeah, you were shook.
Yeah,
Russ was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, hey, history doesn't bode well for us. Blowing a game like that last week and then finishing out the season strong. So it was really nice to see us see the defense really show up and play hard in some terrible weather. And then obviously seeing the run game go the way it did was pretty cool. So anyway, I'll hop off, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Matthew. You too, man. Appreciate the phone call. So now Tennessee will wait to see where they end up tomorrow night. I think we all agree the Vols are going to be seventh, even though they should be sixth.
Yes.
Do you see that Peter Burns tweet?
No, I understand he went to bat for Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just quickly say, he said, food for thought, the CFB selection committee lists five pieces of criteria when determining their rankings. Strength of schedule, head-to-head result, top 25 results, results versus common opponents. Tennessee outweighs Alabama in every single category. Obviously, the other one being conference championship.
But if only there were some foolproof way to determine who's better. Some sort of head-to-head matchup where the two teams, played a game, let's say, of American tackle football, and then whoever had the most points at the end of four quarters would be declared the better team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it on a show earlier today, and the guy
made it on a love song.
Yeah, I heard it on a love song. No, I mean, brought up a great point. When did we start talking about who's got the best losses and not the wins? We beat them head to head. We beat the, I don't give a damn if we got blown out against South Carolina. Big whoop. We beat Alabama and we blew out LSU, which we get hammered for that South Carolina thing. While at the same time, Russell, not getting credit for blowing out LSU in their building. I don't give a damn if it was at 11 a.m.
We'll point out LSU did lose to a pretty terrible A&M team. South Carolina at least has a winning record.
I want to hear some more Marcus Young singing REO Speedwagon before we go.
Heard it from a friend who. I heard it from a friend who.
Heard it from a friend that you were messing around.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, Bear. Overtime headed your way next, right here on Fan Run Radio. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6 here on The Drive.